Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Under the heading, It's for the Children, the so-called Montana Quality Schools Coalition, the League of Women Voters, and two Montana public school teachers on Wednesday sued to block implementation of House Bill 562, also known as the Community Choice Schools Act. The bill was one of two passed during the 2023 legislative session to allow for the creation of public charter schools, making Montana the 46th state to add charter schools to its list of school choice options. The lawsuit came as no surprise since the public school establishment promised to sue if the bill ever became law. House Bill 562 was supported by the Office of Public Instruction, now under Republican control, and was signed by Governor Gianforte as a means of furthering the state's goal of creating a robust system of quality public education. And therein lies the key. Public charter schools are public schools. They receive state dollars and they adhere to basic curriculum standards. Unlike traditional public schools, charter schools are held to a higher degree of accountability. They can be shut down if they fail to perform, which begs the question, when's the last time a failing public school was closed? Yet some, right here in Montana, have muddled along for decades with 20 to 50% dropout rates and dismal test scores. Charter schools operate under their own school board rather than the local public school board, which allows them the freedom to innovate, which is the key to their success. Many charter schools specialize in certain areas, allowing students to excel and focus on those areas most interesting to them. Examples include charter schools that focus on science and technology, or the performing arts, think Juilliard Academy, or business and entrepreneurship. Others focus on the trades, and in some states, charter schools are actually sponsored by the local carpenters, electrical, or plumbers unions. All of the students receive solid instruction in the basics, but the school then offers additional courses that go more in-depth into specific areas of interest. Students who were failing in a traditional public school setting suddenly blossom because they're surrounded by students and teachers with a common interest. There's a synergy that just doesn't exist in other school settings. Charter schools have worked amazingly well in other states for decades, and now it's Montana's turn. The problem is the traditional public school establishment sees charter schools as a threat. The main complaint of those suing the state is that there's not enough state control. These folks want total state control and they want charter schools placed under the authority of the local school districts, which defeats the purpose. Statistics show an inverse correlation between the level of state control and the success of a charter school. Those with the least state control do the best, and those with the most state control do the poorest. Well-written charter school laws trade innovation for accountability. They're allowed to innovate as long as their students succeed. If their students fail to thrive, the school is shut down. That's the highest degree of accountability possible. It's time to move beyond a one-size-fits-all education system. Every student and every teacher is an individual, and both excel when they're placed in an interesting and challenging educational setting. Charter schools work well in 45 other states, and they will in Montana, too. It's time to give them a try, because when the rubber meets the road, it really is all about the children. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.